From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says real progress has been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy. They've been talking about a possible meeting between Kim and President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Singapore summit's been on again, off again. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he still doesn't know if it will happen next month, but says his meeting with the top North Korean officials helping smooth the way.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there can be real progress made by the two of them meeting. It does no good if we're in a place where we don't think there's real opportunity to place them together.
Pompeo says Kim Yong-chol, the ex-intelligence chief with whom he met in New York, will come here to Washington tomorrow to give the president a letter from Kim Jong-un, something Trump himself mentioned earlier.
I look forward to seeing what's in the letter.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is escalating transatlantic and North American trade tensions, imposing a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico beginning on Friday. The negative reaction from some of America's most important strategic allies has been quick and fierce. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the tariffs totally unacceptable and promised there would be retaliation.
We all know that this is going to lead to harm for American workers and American industries. Our economies are too interlinked to not have significant disruption in American families and American communities south of the border.
President Trump has said such measures are necessary to protect American jobs. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has given South Sudan 1 month to stop fighting and sign a peace deal or face an arms embargo and sanctions. The council passed a U.S.-sponsored resolution Thursday with a minimum 9 votes needed for approval. 6 members abstained. Protesters marched in Nairobi Thursday after news broke that more than $100 million in public money has been stolen. The protest comes 1 day after 24 government workers and business people were charged in a Kenyan court over the theft. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Dressed in red T-shirts, chanting, "We want our money back," protesters took to the streets of the Kenyan capital to register their anger with the runaway corruption in the country's youth agency. It is the second scandal in 3 years to hit the agency, which provides job training and other services for young people. In both instances, workers in charge of buying supplies for the agency's project allegedly transferred millions of dollars to their own bank accounts. On Tuesday, more than 20 suspects, including the public service principal secretary, appeared before a judge. The suspects were accused of stealing a total of over $100 million, a charge they all denied. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 120,000 people are trapped inside the eastern Libyan city of Derna by heavy fighting between Islamists and forces commanded by General Khalifa Haftar. A UN report Thursday said Derna has suffered through unprecedented violence over the past several weeks, including bombardments and airstrikes. The International Committee of the Red Cross is sending medical workers to meet the overwhelming medical needs in Gaza arising from the recent clashes between Palestinians and Israeli forces. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
ICRC spokeswoman Yolanda Jacquemet tells VOA Gaza's health system cannot cope with its normal needs even in the best of times. Jacquemet says the Red Cross sees Gaza as a patient with a gaping wound. She says the band-aid her agency is applying is clearly insufficient to heal this wound. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, in the northern state of Minnesota, has reached a $210 million settlement with victims of clergy sexual abuse. A federal judge has ordered the state of Alabama to release its information about the lethal injections it uses to execute prisoners, and Sears says it will close at least 60 stores, possibly more, after a big first-quarter loss. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.